today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Sunday, is the 6th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. Today, let's listen to verse 6 of chapter Luqman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa minan nasi man yashtari lahwal hadith liyudilla an sabilillahi bighayri ilmin wa yattakhidhaha huzwa. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ
And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge and who takes it in ridicule. Those will have a humiliating punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some commentators have said that these verses of the Quran have been sent down about a man who had brought a maidservant who could sing songs. All days and nights, she sang for him and caused him to neglect the remembrance of Allah. The late Tabarsi says, The tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet in this regard confirms the above occasion of revelation because he said, teaching music to maidservant singers is unlawful and bargaining them as well as profit gained from it is unlawful too.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman, ya Rahim.
Our topic for this episode of today's special is music in Islam. Music has been an intrinsic part of human civilizations for centuries. Emperors have had musicians play in their courts, accompanied by dancers. Artists and record labels have made billions by promoting music and making it a lucrative business with multiple avenues of marketing. The digital age of the smartphone and the internet has only made music that much more accessible and workable with the streaming platforms and YouTube. This has made music a near constant source of entertainment. Music has engulfed and surrounded us to the point where it is more of an afterthought, where we do not even ponder over what or how we're consuming it. Other question, is that how Allah wants a Muslim to be interact with music? Think about it. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nastayin. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. Please pay careful attention that, for example, a very beautiful Quran recitals as performed by very well-known and famous, particularly Egyptian Quran reciters. I mean, in the recitals, we find that music is applied, and we find that when we listen to that kind of Quran recital, and that kind of, Quranic music, we find that that kind of music is not only not forbidden, but also highly recommended, because it's the voice of the Holy Quran, and it's one of the best kind of musics, At the same time, we find that music spoils the intellect and spoils our faculty of reasoning. That kind of music is really forbidden, because the value of human beings rests on the power of moderation, the power of thinking, and the power and the status of being quite dignified. If a kind of music invites people to being away from these qualities, if a kind of music leads people to selflessness, in the negative way, to go into the extreme, other kinds of unallowable states of mind, certainly that kind of music isn't recommended, highly strictly forbidden.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
As previous episode of today's special, we get familiar with an effect of music. Of course, the negative effect. Music makes us forget to perform worship. Let's look at it. One effect of listening music is we forget to perform worship. And even so, forget on remembering Allah. Melodious music can sedate someone and make them neglect worship. The purpose of mankind created by Allah, the Almighty, is to worship Him. And if we neglect on worshiping Allah, then we deny our Creator. The punishment of neglecting worship to Allah is severe, and the hell will await us in the day of resurrection.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran.
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا ربي
This is the continuation of today's special, and now the harmful effects of music on body and mind. The harmful effects of music on body and mind are due to various factors. The most important of these is the kind or quality of the music, but there are others of a secondary character which can be influential and at times even decisive. These are the amount of the music. The combination and succession of different kinds of music, the psychophysiological constitution of each listener, the particular emotional state in which he or she is at the time. Thus, a piece that is disturbing and upsetting to one person may have no or little injurious effect on another. For instance, a listener who is sensitive to music or and whose passions are strong and not under control will be influenced in a very different way from a listener of the intellectual type who is emotionally cold and unresponsive. If a person is in love, he will be much more disturbed and excited by music than when his passion is dormant or when it has burnt itself out, leaving only the cold ashes of disappointment.
Before anything, let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say about music. Is music addressed in the Quran? Yes, it is. Explicitly, not explicitly, but various verses have addressed Quran, and with the help of the explanation of the Ahlul Bayt, this is very important. Some people, they come to me and they say, here, Sayyid, this is the Quran. Tell me, where does it say that music is haram? Where does it say? I say, we have the Qur'an, and at the same time, we need the help of whom? The Ahlul Bayt, to come and tell us this verse means so-and-so. Yes, we have several verses. One verse is the one that I just recited in Surah Luqman, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ. And another verse in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And then it gets to this verse, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ معرضون. Believers are those that avoid لغو. What does لغو mean? لغو means also vain talk. Vain talk. Have you seen some parents when they tell their children, لتلغي, don't say stupid things, don't say vain talk, useless words, meaningless words. والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. According to Ahlul Bayt, they say that al-laghu here means singing and music. And another verse, فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرَّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Allah commands us to avoid false words. وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. قَوْلَ الزُّورِ is false words. According to hadith, that false words here means singing and music. Yes, indeed. Singing and music is false words. What do they have to sing about?
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
Doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come. show you what's behind your door. And they show me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.